This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Russian doctors say they have found no sign that opposition political activist Alexei Navalny was poisoned and that his condition is somewhat improved. Meanwhile, Navalny's allies say the Kremlin has blocked his medical evacuation to Germany, saying the decision placed Navalny's life in mortal danger because the Siberian hospital treating him is under-equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, is in a coma after drinking tea that his supporters say was laced with poison. He became ill yesterday as he was en route back to Moscow. His flight made an emergency landing in the Siberian city of Tomsk. Navalny's wife, Yulia, and his spokeswoman, Kira Yarmish, spoke out against the Kremlin after the head doctor at the hospital treating him said moving Navalny would put his life at risk because his condition is unstable. In Belarus, opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya today called on her backers to step up their strikes at factories across the country to force a new presidential election. She advised, don't be fooled by intimidation. Belarus, a former Soviet republic, is facing its biggest political crisis since the breakup of the USSR. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are proclaiming that longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, that his re-election this month was rigged and is illegitimate. Lukashenko, who's been in power for a quarter century, rejects any new vote despite the growing political unrest. Here in the U.S., former American Vice President Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic nomination for president, promising to be what he called an ally of the light and someone who would unite the nation. Speaking to a virtual audience because of the coronavirus pandemic, Biden said, quote, if you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. Make no mistake, he said, united we can and will overcome the season of darkness in America. The 77-year-old Biden spoke of returning the United States to its traditional leadership role in the world and of the deeply personal challenges that helped shape his life and long career as a public service. This is VOA News. Next week, the Republicans hold their nominating convention. It, too, will be a shadow of what it was once planned, given the pandemic. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has so far lost more than 174,000 lives to COVID, with a case count approaching 5.6 million. The next three worst-hit nations, Brazil, Mexico, and India between them, have recorded more than 250,000 lives, their combined caseload almost 34 million. Worldwide numbers, nearly 23 million cases, and a death toll closing in on 794,000. Doctors in most public hospitals in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are on strike today, protesting delayed salaries and a lack of protective equipment for treating patients who may have COVID-19. The Secretary General for Kenya's medical practitioners, pharmacists, and dentists says 320 doctors employed by the Nairobi County government were taking part in the work stoppage. It apparently does not affect private hospitals and public hospitals in Nairobi run by the national government. Kenya has suffered more than 31,000 coronavirus cases. The fatality count ranges from 500 to 800, depending on the source of the information. In Morocco, King Mohammed VI said his country could return to a complete coronavirus lockdown as cases continue to spike. The warning came as a jump in infections has hit the once bustling tourist hub of Marrakesh, where strained health services have led to protests by medical staff in recent days. New cases nationally have surged to more than 1,000 a day since Morocco lifted a strict three-month-long lockdown in late June. Morocco has recorded almost 48,000 virus cases and 775 deaths. It is a much different story in China, where health authorities in Beijing have lifted a requirement for the use of face masks outdoors. This after the city reported 13 consecutive days without new COVID cases. It's the second time face mask guidelines have been relaxed in the Chinese capital, which has largely returned to normal after two rounds of lockdowns brought it to a standstill. Reuters is reporting that a top U.S. health regulator who will help decide the fate of a coronavirus vow to resign if the administration approves a vaccine before it is shown to be safe and effective. Peter Marks, director of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Biologics and Evaluation and Research, made the statement in response to concerns raised on a conference call last week that included members of a vaccine working group organized by the National Institutes of Health. When contacted by Reuters, Marks confirmed the account. Scientists, public health officials, and lawmakers are worried that the Trump administration will pressure the FDA to authorize a COVID-19 vaccine in the run-up to the November 3rd presidential election, even if data from clinical trials do not support its widespread use. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.